Oh, wait. Okay. So I went into the room to talk to the man, and then I didn't talk to the man and left the room again. But let's try talking to the man.
Take care of yourself.
He just says, take care of yourself. I take back every good thing I said about this game. The
So,
next morning, he just
after.
says, oh, take care of yourself. What the fuck?
It says. Oh, yes, okay.
Ground is hot. Vegetation won't be able to grow here.
There is a note on the guide I'm looking at that says, there is an area inside that is too hot for anything to grow. Remember this spot. Come back once you get from the. I'll leave some spoilers, not for you, so that you get
Okay.
surprised.
All
I
right.
don't think we could play this game without a walkthrough. Well, like, I don't think we would beat it, rather. So one of us
Oh,
has to
we
do the
absolutely
walkthrough.
would not beat it. Oh my
We wouldn't have
gosh.
even been this far.
I wouldn't have played a third hour of this game.
So apparently our next stop is the ghost ship. So we have to go into that fog, actually.
Okay.
We gotta look for the ghost ship. So that was our hint on what to do, was just characters saying, "Don't go outside, there's a ghost ship." We gotta sail into the fog.
Okay, so the clue doesn't have to do with whether or not we should head into the fog, but in fact that there's a ghost ship somewhere in the universe.
Yes.
Okay.
I think this game has potential, but I would kill for a FF7R style, like, fuck it. Like, we making it pretty indifferent. I think, too, this game would lend itself to action combat well.
Could this be?
The ghost ship.
So they're.
What the fuck is his head doing?
Well, what are we waiting for?
Is that intended?
I think
Yeah,
that's
you're
intended.
right.
Because he's a skeleton. He just does what he wants. He doesn't have muscles to get cranked.
Just spinning. We won't be able to navigate our boat in this fog. Yeah, actually, thinking about the size of our boat, it's kind of mega risky to like just enter the fog thing.
Yeah, I would like to point out that we sailed up underneath the oars. If the oars chose to reactivate, they would immediately shatter our little canoe. I've never met a ghost before. That's the walking skeleton.
I do think getting Brett in the party was worth the like 3 hours it took.
All
Also,
right, fair enough. All right, this is a lot of living people. Who are you? Make way for Cap'n Fargo!
Show me the portrait art. Is he hot?
He might be.
He might be. I like his shorts.
Oh my word.
Oh
Oh,
shit!
this is a winner.
Do you want to be the
Arr!
hot pirate?
You seem to be a bit young for one of Lynx's subordinates. Well, who cares? What do you want from us? That's up to you. But first things first. What is your intention? Don't play stupid! We know you're trying to get to Mount Pyre. We saw General Vipers and Lynx's ships anchored nearby. Are you trying to deliver them a message? Is that it? What are you saying, man? We don't associate us with Lynx. He's our enemy, and we need to find him.
Okay, seeing how they wrote "What are you?" I think your mob voice was 100% like.
Huh? Are you serious? Explain yourselves.
We're just gonna have a bit of tea. Talk it
Yeah,
over.
fade out, fade in. I see. So that explains why you're after Lynx. But don't you know you're risking your lives? Don't you recognize the danger associated with Lynx? He's a monster, a cold-blooded monster, an incarnation of death. To be frank with you, we've had our share of encounters with Lynx too. But that was a long time ago. Ever since then, we've had to disguise ourselves as this ghost ship.
Yeah? Was that the solution?
That doesn't sound like a good solution. So you're gonna face Lynx, eh? That's easy to say, but what are you getting at? Bring out our you know what. Aye aye, Cap'n Fargo!
Oh shit, what's it gonna be?
I just want to see if you youngsters can match up to the likes of Lynx. Just making sure you're not all talk.
Oh, prove ourselves fight. Okay.
Well, looks like they're ready. Let's see what you can do. Oh, I would like to point out that the waves in the background are like one of the shittiest wave effects.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I gotta look for that. What? Oh, okay. I could see their ghost ship cover makes more sense when you see that they have animated armor.
Yeah.
Apparently.
69 damage.
Surge confirmed gamer. Can he do it again? Oh, 16? That must have been a crit. Yeah. What? The sound effects are really strong.
It's good for
Brett.
That's good.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, ha, ha. Oh, that sail in the background looks kind of bad too. I want to like this game as much as Gino and Hanny. I feel like it would need a ground up remake for me to love it that way though.
I think, like, I don't know. Just loosening you up. Time to get serious. Now, yeah, so Ryan, look at what passes for waves.
Oh my god, it's just wiggling. They're just stretching and unstretching.
It's a wiggling oil painting. I don't understand why that is supposed to be a wave.
Oh my, how did I not notice?
I mean, just don't make it move at all. That would be fine.
That would be better.
Angle, like make it sort of more of sky colored and just pretend that we're looking more sideways at stuff. You know, I don't know. Polly! So the pirate captain calls for Polly, who is a... Oh, wait. I almost described what was happening visually. I don't want to take away from Brett's responsibility here, so...
Yeah, describe the fat bird, Brett.
Yeah, describe it.
Tell everyone how cute it is. Oh, shit. He's going nuts.
These sound effects are so good.
Uh-oh.
We actually did zero damage with one of those hits.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, there must be some sort of armor mechanic or something. But again, we refuse to know about that.
I don't know if we've upgraded Kid's knife ever. We should look into that.
No,
maybe.
I thought we got... Oh, wait. We upgraded the staff and the double sword, but I don't think Kid was in the party when we did our upgrades. She was poisoned for a while, remember?
Yeah, I think that's when Kid was fucking dying. It's crazy how many opportunities this game gives you to ditch Kid. Like, he feels plot important, but at three separate moments they've been like, so do you want to just, like, fuck off? Like, do you want to just not deal with her?
And, I mean, then you can just stuff her in the back of the party. Like, she can be alive, but not actually in the main squad.
Yeah. It must have, like, big plot changes without her, though. Like, I'm assuming that's a big, like, second playthrough thing. It's just ignore Kid. Well, because we do keep getting warnings that, like, Kid is... oh god, what did Harl, like, just say? She's, like, bad luck or something? Only misfortune will come to us?
Yeah.
If she's around?
The misfortune of playing this game.
I just remember, too, one of the first scenes in this game is Surge just fucking stabbing Kid. I don't know, like, it feels like first playthrough, even though they give you all those options. It's like, well, I mean, you should take Kid with you, though. Like,
yeah.
It seems like that's what the plot wants.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine how much of an asshole, like, some 13-year-old middle school boy or whatever would have to be to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just gonna let Kid die, I'm not gonna bother to save her or whatever.
Yeah, it's especially the bit where, like, she's poisoned. And I think I pointed out during the episode, but it's like, you have 24 hours. And so, you might as well try, because if you fail, you only lose one day of your life to this endeavor.
Yeah, not bad mateys will meet again. I don't. Is that supposed to be the translation?
Is that the translation?
I guess that's the translation.
Okay.
Is what he said. Ugh, stronger than I expected. You got me blood boiling. I'm next.
Oh shit. Okay, we're just fucking up this whole
Daddy
crew.
Fargo.
Because he has like a hot portrait, I have to assume he's recruitable. Look at this fucking man.
Charlie Ho, up and at him.
I think his model looks even better than his art. What the fuck? They did magic with this dude.
All right. Listeners, I've not been describing much because it's up to Brett. But this time, we're not going to leave it to Brett. What I want you to imagine is Arnold Schwarzenegger in, like, his younger, like, way muscly days, when he was in Predator and Terminator, right? And his hair is dyed black, huge black mustache, but he's still got those muscles with all the little, all the contours and everything. And then we give him some tight black pants, a black vest with a red scarf and a sword. It's just so good.
He looks so much like a specific actor that I'm struggling to place.
He does. He looks, yeah, he's like the traditional what a masculine action actor should look like.
Yeah, he's like proper hot 80s mustache man.
He's definitely hot 80s mustache man. That's for sure.
That's canon.
If you are a millennial and not one of those crazy zoomers, then this is exactly what you want, or what you have been told that you want a masculine figure to look like.
Yeah. Oh, you know, actually, he kind of reminds me a lot of the Fuhrer in it looked like it was freezing.
I was
going
to open another tab to look up a thing, but then I can't do that.
Yeah, the game was exploding.
The game will pause if I leave the page.
He kind of looks a lot like the Fuhrer in Fullmetal Alchemist.
He looks like Fuhrer Bradley. Yes, he does.
Yeah. I like this man's. I wish, though, for a game with a million characters, they needed a party bigger than three.
Yeah, I got
four
no...
would be okay, five would be ideal.
Why would you have 87 characters, or whatever the fuck? You know?
Yeah, it's like, I can only field three, except for they don't let us take Surge out. So I was like, well, I can actually only field two. Like...
Now that's smart.
I love every time a character ends a fight with a line of dialogue, it cuts to a shot of Surge's face, but because Surge doesn't talk, it's just this awkward, second cut. But he doesn't, make a facial reaction either, so it's just, Surge blank stare.
Alright. Not bad. But keep in mind, we be pirates. Surge. Oh, he gets knocked over. Mr. S! It's a tranquilizer made from jellyfish stingers. The lovers will sleep for a while. Oh, wait. I guess the pirate said that? Even Skelly got tranquilized by poison. Well, that's that. Ours. Sick these landlubbers in the hold. Okay.
Wait.
I don't mean to bring it back to Xenoblade Chronicles every single time. But we beat them in the fight, and then they won in the cutscene anyway. So that's actually very Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that get annoyed by stuff like that, but I'm like, that's JRPGs, baby.
Why is there a realistic looking panther, and then back to the cartoon game? All right. You all right, Mr. S? You don't look so well.
I wish every screen transition was a forest beast.
Be on your guard. There's something going on outside.
Yeah. Nyak, nyak, nyak.
Also, be on your guard is probably a bad translation for compared to how the rest of Skelly's dialogue has been. I think he's I think his character would say something more like just like a more casual, like just be careful, you know?
Ah, keep an eye topside, you see?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, stand and watch ain't easy. What's up with the fog today?
It's your fog machine. You made the fog.
You can't even see the water out there. I ain't scared. Is there a real ghost ship? Oh, shit. There's I think a there's a real ghost ship. Yo!
Something's up.
Yo! No, wait, we're friends. I don't think these are friendly skeletons.
So our clown skeleton is helping us fight a pirate skeleton.
Oh my god, he got fucking bodied though. Surge is really strong. Like, Surge feels like he's like 5 times stronger than every other character. I wonder, like, obviously we can only judge characters based off their auto attack damage. But Surge fucking just beats the shit out of fucking everything. I like these weird mouth things. This is good. This is good.
These mouth things are also from some sort of 80s movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're like some sort of like a knockoff of Alien where it's supposed to be like slightly goofier, you know? But it still has the mouth extendy bit.
Yeah. They're like the glorbs.
Yeah.
Oh, bone, iron, iron. What are these monsters doing here? What's going on?
Okay. We're...
Alright, let's save that game.
Auto save? I don't know if auto save is the same as normal save, so we're going to normal save.
I feel like we got fucked by the auto save once. I don't remember if that's true, but I feel like it happened.
I feel like it happened also. Okay.
Oh, I think it was when we were first in the manor?
Left or right? Can we go
right? Oh.
Key duty is a bigger... I guess we can't.
Arr, looks like you're alright. I thought you were goners when that monster went in.
Knick knack, I'm the bone. Anyway, tell us what's going on here.
Arr, sorry, but I don't know either. Oh, this is just kid, but meaner. Before I knew what was going on, I was attacked. Go ahead, I won't stop you.
Okay.
I respect a guard that as soon as a situation's fucked, they're like, listen, you can go. Like, when I was hired to guard you, it did not involve an event of a real ghost pirate ship storming us with skeletons. I like, like, the character models are very charming in this game, to give it props. Like, Surge is, like, okay, how do we get our other characters to deal 50 damage in one hit?
We gotta give Brett bronze gloves so that when he slaps people, they're bronze.
We gotta get Kid, like, the Vorpal knife.
Yeah.
Or something of equivalent power. Like, why? Okay, why do they do those shots of Surge's blank-ass face? It fucking gets me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wait, okay, so we got 328 gold from that one fight, so maybe we didn't get ripped off too hard on the end thing. Yeah, okay, we have 17,000 gold.
Yeah, yeah, we're probably fine. Alright, what's this guy say? I didn't ask for your help. Okay. Oh, whoa, no!
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Okay.
That's a really good spook. If I was a kid playing this, I would have shat myself right there.
He appears to not. Is it? I'm turning off. Oh, there we go.
Well, okay. That would have been very funny.
I turn off no encounters, and now we can fight the wraiths. Let's see.
Oh, they're so wiggly. Well, I thought they would be able to resist Surge, but nothing can.
Perfect.
It flops. I know, some of the way it flops. Flip, 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 flip. Like, I think if we boosted her attack, the sheer amount of attacks she makes, there's value, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got a she's got a high number of attacks. So if we just find her a bronze knife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got 1,000 gold on that.
Perhaps. Now, let's not get crazy here, but maybe we could get something better than a bronze knife.
Oh, that's crazy. Are you thinking like a brass knife, maybe?
Okay, we got iron gloves on Skelly, and then ivory dagger on. Yeah, so she's using a freaking bone knife.
Oh, that's probably like
the
starter
knife. An ivory knife or something. Yeah, this is the starter knife.
Damn. Okay. Well, that explains a lot. Skelly's starting out pretty strong though.
I think he just starts with level-appropriate gear, and we've just been sucking it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I looked up Xenoblade prices and they depressed me. They were like 80 some bucks.
Well, it's $60 American, so yeah, that's like 800 million Canadian.
It's a lot of Monopoly money.
Maybe you should get a real currency using actual international money instead of Monopoly money.
Like Bitcoin?
No.
I just
meant American dollars. I'm not trying to push a cryptocurrency. Who do you take me for?
We should start like ChronoCoin.
ChronoCoin?
Yeah, we could probably get Grift Hanny at least.
Well, what if we call it CrossCoin, and you you mine for CrossCoins by playing ChronoCost for me, so that I don't have to.
now that I know we've like just kind of shafted Kid on upgrades, I feel kind of bad. I was thinking she was weak this whole time, but she's not been given support.
No, yeah, we just don't understand how to do anything because we keep refusing to learn.
It'll only get funnier the further in.
Yeah, I won't entirely blame it on the game, but also, I'm not gonna change my ways at this point.
Yeah, like, we aren't giving the game the fairest shot possible, but you must ask yourself, do you give every game you play the fairest shot? Probably
not. PlayStation game, I'll tell you that. Not a PlayStation game.
I'll tell you that for free, yeah. Oh,
Surge found
okay.
A fire pillar?
Sounds cool. Probably another element spell thing. Oh my god, look at all his bullshit.
That's why he's got so much damage.
Yeah! Should we spread the love or should we keep him just wrecking shit? He does kind of wreck shit.
I mean, I think it's fine since he's always in the party. It's probably really fine.
That's true. Like, we don't know for sure whether or not Kid'll, like, not, like, die again.
Yeah. Also, like, we're not really that far in the game. It's probably fine.
Yeah, I don't wanna... I feel like I'm being too harsh on the narrative because we haven't hit the big stuff yet. I'm excited to hit it. Apparently it's neat. And that's cool. I swear he, like, popped, like, an 80 on one of those wraiths last fight. Skelly sound effects get me. They're so good. They're so well done. Yeah, like, I think sound effects, monster designs, animations, even character models are all pretty solid. Pretty neato. Spell effects too, now that we've seen more. And that one summon, pretty sick also.
I think the entire battle system is not good. It's built to take up the player's time. If we compare to specifically immediately the game before this one, Chrono Trigger,
which is probably the fairest comparison.
Yeah, that's got to be the fairest possible comparison, right? The person doesn't attack, and you just do your damage, and that's it. And it's fine. And just go to the next person's turn. It's fine.
I personally am a lot more fond of ATB than turn-based. You, I imagine, have no preference because you'd rather not play.
Well, I... I mean, I really like 10, and I don't know that it's specifically the timing system about 10 that is good, but the way that 10 presents a turn-based system by, like, showing you that there is this action order and certain, like, certain potential actions will actually have an effect on the action order that you can look at. If you're going to have a turn-based system, you have to do that. Yeah.
Like, yeah, the fact that you can see it, and I think even, like, speed stat affects it, right? Like, because I think there's ways to, say, attack
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's totally ways to change it, and if you, like, hover the indicator over a move that's going to be a different speed, it will immediately, like, reorder the turns in the future to show you, like, if you accept this action, here's what it will do.
I should really play 10 again, because conceptually I love that, but, like, I only played the game as a kid where I don't think I was noticing that at all.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten into, like, the XCOM games?
I played the first of the XCOM remake games.
Oh, they're so good. Specifically, though, the most recent XCOM title that came out, it's, like, kind of a sequel to 2, but, like, also kind of a spin-off. I wish you could... Chimera Squad, I think it's called? It's very good, but they switched it from... so, like, XCOM 1 and 2 remake-wise are kind of, like, a typical turn-base. Chimera Squad does that FF10, like, here is the turn order, but a ton of actions or items or stuff like that will change it. And so it's kind of got... Because it's still, like, you know, like, isometric grid tactics-y stuff, it ends up feeling kind of like a puzzle game almost, because you're, like, looking at an encounter. Oh, yeah.
Well, he doesn't have anything important to say.
Brad will read that. He doesn't know where the key is.
Everything's locked, and no one knows where the keys are.
Oh, shit, wait. Oh, no.
Ryan, I think we're stuck again.
Yeah, I didn't think I would need a guide. It was looking very linear. I'm gonna pull the guide back up. Okay, so...
I have no idea who has it.
Oh, okay, so I guess remember to speak to every single person you come across 3 times so that they share info about the key with you. Are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck! What? Oh, yeah! Good
Are you
video
fucking
game.
Kidding me?
Game is better than Elden Ring, Chrono...
I'm glad that even though you don't like Elden Ring, I like that you're still, I feel, closer to being on my side.
I mostly do like Elden Ring, but specifically the fact that we're supposed to talk to all these NPCs 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah, Gino, explain.
That's the dumbest part of all the Souls games. It's like, oh yeah, just keep talking to the same person. They won't say all their stuff at once. Exhaust their dialogue. That's a good strategy. Go back inside here. What do we got?
There was a third... Wait, okay. There was a pirate in a room, right?
There was a pirate. There was a third pirate that we rescued who was over here.
Is he like, in a room now?
Oh! What?
Oh. Aqua Ball!
Get back in the hole, this sucker's mine.
Ah, shit, okay, so...
Okay.
okay. Oh my god, wait, what? Okay, up the ladder. Please. Okay, so after we talked to him three times as well, we actually up on the second floor in one of the rooms, there's a ventilation duct we need to get into. I wasn't expecting the ventilation duct sneaking mission on this pirate ship. Oh, wait, we have
please
super
open
speed.
Up episode 1, The Phantom Menace, and go to the opening escape from the ship part and cut the clip. They've gone up the ventilation shaft. Please insert that in the
game. Oh, excellent. Yes. Also, yeah, I always forget, we got super speed for fights, too. I'm done with the fights today. I've had my fill.
Yeah,
all right. Oh, wait, okay. Maybe I was wrong, because as soon as I said that, he hit us with the rawest shit ever.
Hell
soul. Fucking hell soul.
It just sucked out our soul and whipped it into a black hole and sent it off.
How far are you in Elden Ring?
Oh, I beat Elden Ring.
Oh my god, I still haven't even beat it yet, because I have brain problems.
I beat Elden Ring weeks and weeks and weeks ago. I've been putting out Elden Ring episodes on the cast of me and Brian playing it lately.
I guess I just thought it would take you way longer.
Oh no.
But I think that's also skewed. I restarted that game about 6 times, and I don't think that's intended.
Yeah, no.
It makes it a much longer experience.
You're supposed to do that by beating it, and then going on to new game, and then new game plus 2, and so forth.
I've never been super into... I've actually never fully done a new game plus run of a Souls game. I don't really like them. I just make new characters.
I could have taken that thing myself, you know? But thanks anyway.
Wait, twice more.
Oh, fuck, you're right. You're right! Can we talk to an NPC a normal number of times? No, apparently not. Huh? A key? Sorry, I don't have it. Huh? A key? Sorry, I don't have it. Huh? A key? Sorry. Okay, fine.
Heat the key. Freeze the key.
Alright, now what?
Okay, so on the second floor...
On the second floor...
To the east, there should be a room we can get into?
There is.
And then a ventilation duct? I think we should just... Oh, is he okay? Oh,
there's a wraith.
I think that man's fucking dead.
No, he would look like he was wiggling still.
Oh, he's got those post-death wiggles. You know how it goes.
And
sword
see,
dance?
Here's the thing. A lot of these Square games on the PlayStation, they transition to this alternate battle scene, and it has all these load times and stuff. None of that's good. None of this is good at all. Like,
yeah.
Just...
Chrono Trigger, I'm amazed no other games really ripped off that, like, just fight on the same map. It feels so much better.
You know, there is a game that I played recently that did that. Hold on, I gotta... It's on Steam, and I can look up the name. I just gotta...
I am Setsuna, maybe?
No, it was an indie game. Tales of something arc. Damn it. I wish I could remember anything in my brain. I'll look it up later. Brett, look up the game I'm thinking about and find it out later. Anyway, it's good, and it's on Steam. So that's all the criteria you need to know about, right, Brett?
Yeah, find the good Tales of game that's not a Tales of game on
Steam. It's a JRPG-like. It's made by some modern person. I think it's like, you know, a one-person studio or some low number of people, maybe. And you fought monsters just right in the scene. Just, you bump into the monster, and then you fight the monster right there. And, oh, you're gonna love this part, Ryan. When you're in easy mode, the way it makes it easy mode is it gives you a bonus ability, and if you click the ability, you instantly win the fight.
Oh, that is actually my way preferred. I'm like, if you're gonna give the easy win stuff, make it an instant easy win. Like,
What do you say? What? You can't get through the hallway. Damn it all! Then go through that vent. Damn it all!
Wait, talk to him twice more, just in case. Just in case.
Oh, so you're right, you're right. A key. Sorry, I'm not in charge. Damn it all! A key. Sorry, I'm not in charge. Damn it all! Okay, Brett, now's the time! Now's the time! Put in the clip!
Put in that new...
They've gone up the ventilation shaft!
Something killed the Jedi. Oh, we filled the chamber with ghosts. There's no way they could have survived.
Yeah. They must be dead by now. Destroy what's left of them.
Why didn't they just send in a bunch of ghosts?
Why didn't they just vent it into space? Just leave it full of poison gas, and then later vent it directly into space, and just
I'm not
never
one of those
open the door.
Nerds that knows Star Wars lore, but I have to assume a lightsaber can't fuck up a ghost.
Well, I guess you're right. It's probably true.
But yeah, also, why did you open your poison chamber?
Yeah, just never open it. Never open it forever.
If I filled the chamber with poison, I'm like, that's the poison chamber now. Like, that's that. Like,
or like a day. Leave it for an entire day.
Frankly, though, I think if one of your chambers is full of poison, fuck it. Like, we're getting off that ship, and we're just gonna bombard it with our other ships. The whole thing's a write-off.
That might be a little far. I don't know. Those battleships are expensive.
Yeah, but you're like the money guys. You got the money.
They got the money because they don't waste it.
This is why I'm not rich.
Too many avocado lattes.
Too many avocado lattes, and every time like I get a scratch on my car, I just total the whole thing. I'm like, shit, you know.
Yeah, that's an expensive hobby if you total your car every time the paint gets scratched.
Even if you buff it out, like, you'll know it was there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It's a write-off at that point.
Mm-hmm. Just dip the entire car into paint thinner and just redo the entire paint job.
Oh, there's two guys.
What the hell is going on? All right, that's enough.
Tell me about the key.
I'm sorry, but I don't have the key.
I'm sorry, but I don't have the key. They're master wolves.
We've gotten past the flaming barrels.
He's weak to fire. Their master works all. You can't go wrong.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
By the way, I played Dragon's Dogma, and I got my ass kicked constantly. What the fuck is up with that game?
Okay, most importantly, I genuinely think that for 99% of people, it's a better game if you at least pick it onto easy for the first 20 levels, if not just easy the entire game.
Okay, alright. If I'm supposed to play on easy, I'll do it.
Yeah, so on normal difficulty, a bandit will fucking murder you until you're about level 20. And at level 20, it's a toss-up on if you'll murder them or if they'll murder you.
Alright, yeah, because I was playing the other day, and Deej was giving me, like, had said, oh, hey, don't go that way, just go towards the city. And so I did all that, and I, like, barely managed to make it through. Like, every time I took one step off the main quest path, like, 20 guys would jump out and just stab me to death.
Yeah, if you're playing normal difficulty, the world is only really safe very near to the end.
Damn. Now what? You can't get through. Monsters are all over the deck. What? A key? Aye, matey. Who's on key duty? Oh, I am. Another way to get on deck is by going through the arsenal downstairs and making your way up from the outside.
He's got the fucking key.
You want the key for the door downstairs, eh? Here you go! Alright, we've got the key. Now, we get to go back into the dining hall, right? Okay, then we go through the vents.
Oh yeah, so on the topic of Dragon's Dogma, it's one of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
I've bought it, I think, like 5 times, which is funny, because if you think about how I was complaining about the price of Xenoblade.
Yeah.
I have spent more on Dragon's Dogma than it would take to buy Xenoblade.
Yeah.
But, so it's
well,
one of my favorite games of all
time. First few versions of Dragon's Dogma, right?
So they were so I had to snap them in half, yeah. I love that game. It's one of my favorite games of all time. I would not recommend it to most people I know.
Oh.
It's a very obtuse... it's got, like... You know how there's different types of jank?
Yeah.
Like, Euro jank is the most classic. But there is a version of, like, Japanese jank that you mostly see in RPGs, but, like... I feel like more modern JRPGs have mostly avoided it, but Dogma is just full of really obtuse systems, I feel, that are either not explained or poorly explained. Yeah. Fucking incredible game, but partly why I love it is, like, a lot of gameplay-related things. Of, like, I think when you are, like, kind of lowish level and a lot of things are very dangerous, it's very exciting to just wander around off the beaten path at night with only the light of your lantern. And then everything that's not within that, like, 20 feet is just the most oppressive darkness. And then out of that darkness, who knows what might come out, you know? Spooky ghosts, a fucking chimera that just wrecks your shit, like...
I think...
That being said, I like the narrative. I think the story overall... the story mostly, unfortunately, doesn't really happen until the final chunk. But I think the final chunk of story is so good that I would say overall it's got a good story. But it's also, I feel, way more of a gameplay game. And so for somebody like you that I feel is a lot more story-oriented, even though it's a good story, and if you're enjoying it, keep at it. I would definitely take it to easy, though, because it's a mean game that bullies you.
Well, I like having the party of other people, and then we just go around as a squad just murderizing everything we see. That part's fun. I can't help but notice that all these locked doors are still pretty locked, despite us having the key.
Maybe we had to talk to the key guy 3 times, because he had more keys.
Oh, only one door is keyable. Every other locked door is still just as locked, of course. That's how a game works.
I
understand as a person that has keys, but that's how keys work in real life. But in video games, if it says key, it works in any door.
Yeah.
Unless it says blue key, then it only works in the blue door. We know this.
Well I was going to say I really like Silent Hill's verbiage, because Silent Hill will specify between this door is locked versus this door can't be opened. And so like, if they stay locked, you will get a key for it. And if they say can't be opened, it's a write-off. You'll never get in. And I like that. They let you know right away just as a gameplay kindness of, like, don't worry about this one, or yes, remember this one.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's very good.
Yeah, because I feel like when I read locked, I go, so a key exists then.
Yeah. So, like...
Which...
Elden Ring... If Elden Ring let you have, like, a squad of summons that went around with you and did stuff, like, all the time, I don't mean summon ashes in a special encounter. I mean, like, permanently you have 2 pawns that are backup, and then the game is sort of, like, balanced around that there's always 3 of you or whatever. But it still controls, like, Elden Ring and stuff. That would be great. But I had a little bit of a hard time in Dragon's Dogma because the basic attacks are shit. And then I just had like a flash charge stab thingy, like a flash fencing stab attack. And that killed stuff well enough. But then also I couldn't lock on. So like if I missed, it would put me way out of position.
Are you playing a fighter then, it sounds like?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it could be worth checking out other classes unless you really like the vibe of that one.
I don't.
Because I would probably recommend one of the... any class that lets you use daggers and a bow, I think is a good... Kind of a good... Because the daggers are a lot quicker,
David
at least,
Jones,
so like...
I can't believe you made it here. That's quite impressive. Mateys! Would you like... Yeah. We'll take a vitamin drink. Oh, it's done the vesting mage. What the fuck?
That's really funny. That's a good gag.
All right.
I think because this is a pirate ship.
We went outside. The pirate man was like, "Do you want to try my vitamin drink?" I said yes, assuming it would heal us. Not that we need it, but just you know, in principle, that we'd be like, "Yes, we need healing right now." And then, instead, we were instantly poisoned.
Yeah, he did say it's experimental. Like, he didn't
poison us on... He said that
after
we were poisoned.
Yeah, but he didn't poison us on purpose. He did use us as an unwilling test subject, though.
Oh, yes. Medically ethical if we're unwilling test subjects.
My fucking... My brain...
You were saying about daggers and bows are the good...
Oh,
thank
you.
Class
yeah, so...
use in Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah, because another thing is the basic attacks, say for like the sword, you can get some slightly better ones that involve doing like a delayed hit or like a hold or whatever. But I think that the swords, until you're kind of like stronger later on, because early when you're like weaker and have shittier weapons, you don't really hit stun. And I think that's partly why they feel kind of bad.
Okay.
I kind of gravitate.
I purchased with some of my money a better sword and armor and shield. Like, I just barely got all my equipment better, and then, like, I saved it right away. So I'll try it with the better equipment.
Yeah, that is, definitely try with the better equipment. I find in that game I gravitate to, well, actually, I play a little bit of every class. I love every class in that. Warrior... I really like, though, just because... Although, because there's not lock-on, when you whiff an attack with Warrior, it's, like, a really slow swing. They use, like, two-handed swords or, like, two-handed Warhammers. Like, big, big weapons. But it means if you miss, you spend a lot of recovery time. And most of their special attacks involve really slowly charging up just massive smashes. Strider is, like, daggers and short bows. That's pretty balanced. It's nice to just be able to shoot shit, but also the daggers are really quick, and so it kind of helps a little bit with that, like, because you don't have lock on, at least if you whiff, you're not really, like, locked into a super long attack. And then also, every weapon type has a move you can get for just, like, a little bit of skill points, where it's, like, attack, delay, and then attack again. The dagger one's fun because they're, like, delay on the light attack. Rather than attack with the daggers, you just start doing roundhouse kicks. Like, subsequent, like, three or four roundhouse kicks.
Right.
And that makes me happy. Just kicking the shit out of goblins, very good. If you find yourself liking the bow...
I heard that they ill like fire.
Goblins ill like fire. It's true, that is true. They're master wolves. They hunt in packs, Arisen. 'Tis weak to fire.
I had to turn off the voices for all their little barks about, like, hints or whatever. It happened way too much.
Yeah, you can tell your guy to shut the fuck up, but you can't tell the ones you pick up to shut the fuck up.
Well, I turned off the sound for it. So, like, it shows in text to the side or whatever, but
that's
the lines
much better.
Are voice, so I don't really mind.
Yeah, that's, like, much, much better. That's, next time I play, which I go back to that game a lot, like, yearly, basically. Magic Archer is also pretty cool. They use the same daggers, and
Wait.
They get a couple, like...
So can I, do I just, like, switch class whenever, and, like...
Yes, you have to, you hit the main city, right?
Yeah.
It's at...
You turned in the Hydra Head, or whatever.
Oh, it's been a little bit since I played. Is it at the Pawns Guild, or is it at the...
Yeah, someone talked to me about that, but I guess my question is not, like, how to do it, but more, like, if I switch jobs, do I, like, do I carry progress in any way between the different jobs, or, like, what's the story?
Some things do. The main ones that always carry over is, so I'm assuming you've looked at kind of, like, in the menu where you, like, get skills and stuff like that.
I purchased a few skills. I purchased the Sky Swing with my sword.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah, so there's, like, weapon ones, and then also there's kind of, like, more passive-y ones.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Those passive ones can be used on any class. So those are, like, completely broad on everything.
Okay.
And then other ones often will be within the same weapon group, but like not always. And so say there's like some sword abilities that are for any class that uses a sword, which is like fighter, assassin can use swords, and magic knight can use swords, or mystic knight. And so some will be crossed between those, but say there'll be some fighter skills that are like a sword fighter skill that's only for fighters. There's like a little icon, basically. So like each of the nine classes has an icon. And so when you're looking at abilities, if it has an icon, it's only for that. And if it doesn't have an icon, I think it's for just that entire weapon type.
Okay.
So there's like a bit of crossover. It's also equipment. When you're looking at equipment, it's got the like little, I don't know what to call it, but it's got like the nine classes set up in that like 3x3 grid.
But it'll like, so are you
lit
supposed
up which
to
classes
change?
Can wear that gear.
Like, are you intended to change your class and like pick up all the abilities eventually, like in a Final Fantasy Tactics way?
Yeah, or... it's kind of player preference, but I think you're definitely intended to, because just playing the game normally, so the classes, or I guess they're called vocations or whatever, but
yeah,
they
your vocation.
Vocation rank is separate from character level.
Okay.
And vocations only go up to rank 9. And so you will hit rank 9 in a class like way before the end of the game. And so it's basically like if you really like one, you can just stick with it. And, you know, because also like at rank 9 is typically, oh, hi, just in time, mateys.
Look out!
Look out! But yeah, so it's like, you could just stick, because also at level 9 you get like the strongest shit, but I do think that the game kind of intends you to like, because a lot of your power is derived from level, and vocation rank is more just like, you get more and more abilities. So I've always felt like they kind of incentivize you to mix and match, especially because some vocations open up like passive skills. And some passive skills are, like, good on the thing you get it on, but, like, great on another thing.
Right, okay.
Or for me, I like to carry a bunch of bullshit with me. So I'll specifically, like, go into Fighter till I can get the passive that increases your carry capacity. And then I'll go into Strider. There's too many of them!
Oh, you call yourselves sea dogs? Show some spirit. Huh?
Captain, look out!
Damn, mateys, go help the captain! Get your stinking ghostly hands off me! Ugh, looks like we got a big one coming!
Oh my god, he just beat the shit out of those!
Damn, me arm. Your name's Surge, eh? Go take the wheel! Aye aye, Cap'n. I'm counting on ya! Our other option was, but I've never done it before, but I guess we have, because that's how we got here. Keep your heads high, mateys! Don't forget, we be pirates aboard the SS Invincible! Man your stations, it's time to show these monsters what we're made of!
That is a fucking... Aye aye, Cap'n! That is a fucking ballsy ship name.
Sarge, keep your head high! They're coming!
SS Invincible? That's just like asking, like, please sink me. Like, fucking Christ. Oh, it's just a bunch of little ads. But yeah, say so like, Fighter can get a passive that increases their carry capacity, and Strider can get a passive where their speed is actually, like... So say if they're at normal weight, they have the speed of, like, lightweight. Like, their speed is one tier below the actual weight that they're at.
Right.
Oh, the little ads merged. And so, like, you could, like, totally just monoclass and be fine, but I think they kind of intend you to mix and match to find, like, little things like that that suit your playstyle. Because I carry too much bullshit that every time I play, I have to at least go into those two classes.
Okay.
But yeah, I think fucking around with them is pretty fun.
I think the plan was that, like, Deej was going to progress the main plot so that he knew enough that I could ask him questions about where I was supposed to go. And then I would catch up after he's done it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was our basic plan. And then I haven't played all week because he's been having phone problems.
Yeah, I get that. I've been meaning to play Mass Effect for like 2 weeks, and I did boot it one day, but I got kind of annoyed. I like finished the mission I was on, which was the Warlord Okir mission. And then they're like, hey, elusive man wants to talk to you. So I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And talking to him went immediately into the fucking colony attack. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't say I was here to do this next fucking main mission. Yeah. Fuck that. So I had to reload my save, and then I haven't touched it in a bit.
Yeah.
I can give you thoughts on 3. I was hoping to, like, catch up to 3 to have the thoughts be current and accurate, though.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like there's a super rush on doing that, so, you know, yeah. I'd rather wait a little longer and get more people saying interesting stuff than just throw it out right away.
I haven't really seen 3 like since year of release, so I would love to get proper like fresh eyes on it.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'll be less salty. I'm in the camp that's really salty.
I was about to say I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
You can form your thoughts and then record them in an audio clip and send it to me.
Yeah. I was also thinking too, because like I have played through Mass Effect 1 and 2 like dozens of times each, and I always found Mass Effect 2 Biotic really frustrating and shitty compared to Mass Effect 1. But I realized, well, 3 I only played through once. I'm like, maybe 3 I'll tick back to Adept and see if they improve Biotics from 2.
New growth level!
New growth!
We're 11 star!
We're
looks
like
the seas back to normal.
We're like 5-7 now.
Yeah. You said you were heading to Fort Dragonia to go after Viper and his men. Let me give you some advice.
Well,
Mount Pyre is a fiery hell. Without any protection against fire, you'll lose strength fast. I suggest you go see the Water Dragon for his divine protection first.
No.
Although I haven't heard much about him recently. I wonder if that dragon's still alive. Actually, I haven't heard much about the other dragons either. And those monsters we just beat? Oh, what's going on nowadays? I tell ya. Even the sea seems to have changed its nature. It's probably because we have some folks come around.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need this mushy talk from a pirate.
In the name of Davy Jones, what have we done?
Oh, apparently we missed recruiting Pip, who was Lucia's experiment. Apparently Pip was on that ship.
The pixie?
No, Pip was that little creature that was in a cage that talks in oo-woo voice.
We don't need that thing with us.
Pip is the one, the quote that they chose to put on Pip's wiki page is, I am evolving, and I will keep on evolving, but what I would turn into, nobody can tell.
We do not need that.
The W's were not added by me. That was pure raw text. Pip talks uwu talk.
No, that's not what's going on here.
So yeah, I think missing Pip was actually the correct decision. Not intended, but definitely correct.
Isle of the Damned.
Okay, wait, what? Since we're not grabbing Pip, I will read you a mechanic of his, though.
Alright.
Pip is quite unique in the sense that you can actually control what kind of character he turns into. When he casts more red, yellow, or black elements in battle, he will get in touch with his devil side. While more green, blue, and white elements in battle will get him closer to his angel side. What?
I guess that's cool.
I guess, like, cool or, like, what?
I think that's
what the fuck is Lucia up to?
For this session of Chrono Cross, I don't know how Brett's gonna cut these together as an episode or whatever.
Yeah.
Do we have a sign-off, Ryan?
We'll chrono cross that bridge when we get to it.
We'll chrono cross that bridge when we get to it. No, that's good. That's good. All right, bye.
Bye.